The Brazilian COVID variant reaches Britain, Trump discusses running again in 2024, and cannabis for prisoners. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Monday the 1st of March. Apologies to everyone who's watching the video version of the briefing today. Yes, I do have a mountain of boxes behind me, but I'm busy shipping out gifts for our Patreon backers. If you want to get one next time round, then you can always back us on Patreon, the link's down below. But no pressure, because I think the pile is easily big enough for me to work through for now. In the first story of the briefing today, we stay in the UK to discuss the search for one of the spreaders of the Brazilian variant of the coronavirus in Britain. While the race has well and truly been on to get as many doses of the vaccine in British arms as possible, the last thing anyone wants is a setback. Currently, the Kent variant of the virus is the dominant variant in the UK. This has led to a higher infection rate and is responsible for the wave of the coronavirus the UK is currently experiencing. Luckily though, the Kent variant doesn't appear to be any less receptive to the vaccine, which means that the swift vaccine drive will likely bring cases and deaths right down. However, it doesn't appear that we're quite so lucky with the Brazilian variant. It has more resistance to vaccines, meaning that if it were to become the dominant strain in Britain, the vaccine rollout would be markedly less successful in reducing cases and deaths. So it's imperative that it's contained. Currently, six people are known to have had the Brazilian variant in the UK. One of those, though, did not fill in the registration form, meaning that although they tested positive for the variant, authorities have not been able to contact them to let them know and stop them from spreading it further. All we know at the moment is the person took the test on the 12th or 13th of February, which has prompted the government to urge anyone who took a test on these dates and who has not received a result to come forward. The concern is that this individual could be spreading the virus, potentially unknowingly, to many, many others around them. And this could lead to the Brazilian variant becoming more widespread among the UK population, in turn reducing the effectiveness of the vaccine rollout. Let's hope that this variant can be contained and this person can be located. For our second story today, we go to the US to discuss the possibility of a Trump 2024 presidential campaign. It's been over a month now since President Trump left office, and with many of his social media accounts blocked, he's remained relatively quiet. There'd been no tweets, no speeches, no major controversies. Perhaps after 4 years in one of the most powerful positions in the world, he's simply choosing to take a break. However, this weekend, the break appears to have come to an end, with the former president making a speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC. In this speech, he stated that "I may even decide to beat them for a third time," heavily implying that he may run again in 2024, as well as continuing the unsubstantiated claim that he won in 2020. While some may quite sensibly question whether this means he'll run as a Republican or start his own new party, Mr. Trump quite comprehensively cleared this up by stating, "We're not starting any new parties." He made clear his belief that starting a new party would effectively split the Republican vote, something that he doesn't want to do. This speech ultimately could be viewed as Mr. Trump's entrance back into the political arena, which many would support, with recent polling showing that 55% of Republicans would choose Trump to be their nominee. Not everyone's on board though, because while his policies had 95% approval with CPAC attendees, only 68% wanted him to run again, let alone become the nominee. For the last story of the Daily Briefing today, we move back to the UK to discuss giving cannabis to prisoners. Yep, you heard us right. This was the idea floated by a police boss in the UK, which he claims would reduce violence and tackle addiction. This idea came from Arfon Jones, who's currently stepping down as the North Wales Police and Crime Commissioner. It likely comes on the back of a finding from a report by Swansea University's Global Drug Policy Observatory, which demonstrated that 13% of men had developed an addiction to illicit drugs since being put in prison. Additionally, 92% stated that it was easy to procure such drugs while in prison. Unfortunately, not everyone agreed that allowing cannabis into prison was the answer, though. The Conservative Crime Commissioner candidate stated that there were other ways to treat those with addiction. Regardless, it's a rather bold proposition, and one we'd like to hear your opinions on in the comments below. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.